Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Dan Fisher. He's chairman of Grow Gillespie and also Gillespie City Treasurer. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Dan, our topic of conversation today is going to be the revitalization of downtown Gillespie's business district. And the reason we're bringing up that subject is recently it was announced that Gillespie would be receiving a $1 million grant, state grant, of course, for its streetscape project. And I thought we would let you explain sort of a little bit about the grant and also the streetscape project.
Sure. We've been working on a streetscape project here for a couple of years now. And essentially what it amounts to is that we're going to redo most of the sidewalks in the downtown area and put in more pedestrian-friendly amenities. We're also working to try to improve our drainage in the downtown area with some work on storm sewer runoff and also burying all the overhead wires and lines for not only just aesthetics but also for some safety factors and for some reliability improvements. And we've been fortunate enough to work with Senator Andy Menard to be able to get a grant of $1 million towards the cost of the project, which is a bit north of $2 million right now. So that grant will go a long way to helping us move forward on this on this project.
This project, how will it actually go? It's mainly, I guess, centered towards Macoupin Street. How sort of it will it go? Is it going to be, you start at one end and go to the other? Or sort of how will this come about as it gets started?
It will start basically at the intersection of Pine and Macoupin and then extend north from there to the intersection with 16 and 4. And what we're going to do is we're going to redo most of the sidewalks. We're going to put in some appropriate landscaping in areas. We're going to create bump outs, as they call them, which will shorten the distances that pedestrians have to travel in order to cross Route 4. Right now, you have to go about 80 feet from sidewalk to sidewalk, and this will shorten that by about half, which would be a major safety improvement for pedestrians. And also, it will make it a lot easier for cars to enter and exit onto Macoupin Street. Right now, you have to pull almost all the way out onto the highway in order to be able to see far enough down for oncoming traffic. By putting the bump outs there, we'll be able to pull the cars up to the area where they have to go now in order to be able to see, but they'll be protected by the landscaping and by the new infrastructure that'll be put in place. And, you know, it'll be extremely attractive, and it'll be extremely efficient as well. It'll make stormwater runoff much more controllable. It will make the sidewalks much more ADA compliant. In fact, they'll be ADA compliant. People with disabilities will have a much easier time getting around Gillespie, and we'll make the downtown just look a lot better. You know, it's going to be a major facelift for us.
Grow Gillespie, obviously involved in this, sort of how did this, just for a little background, how did this come about that this would be a good project and sort of why? I'm sure it was discussed with businesses and people in the community and things like that, but maybe you could talk a little bit why this was identified as something that was really important.
A few years ago, we were doing some planning with the city, and we were on the cusp of starting a major water line replacement project. In fact, we're replacing all the water lines in Gillespie, and that project right now is heading towards 1 year in under construction. And what we thought about was that while we're going to have all this construction work going on throughout town, there'll be no area of town that won't be affected by it, it made sense to see what other things we could do then to build upon, A, the momentum that we would have done by this major improvement to the water system, but, B, while we're kind of tore up, what else can we accomplish so that we minimize the duration of any discomfort to residents? And we knew that in the downtown area, like a lot of places, it's a very competitive market out there, and communities need to try to do all they can to make their downtowns attractive and also to make them accessible to all their residents. You know, we have aging populations, and so we zeroed in on this was a place that we could go and we could do some things while we were on the back end of the water project and get it done in the most efficient and most cost-effective manner. And so we started meeting. We brought in the University of Illinois Extension. We met with Western Illinois University officials and folks there, Southern Illinois University. And we got as much expert advice as we could about how to proceed appropriately. And then we were lucky enough that a local student from the area, actually a graduate now, Lane Kanoki, graduated with a degree in landscape architecture from the U of I, and he came down and he gave us some ideas, and I mean, they were just terrific, and we've run with those things and have developed a very attractive design that everyone that's looked at it, everybody that is familiar with how you put these projects together, has just tipped their hat to us and said, "Man, you guys have really done a wonderful job, and this is top notch." And you know, Lane deserves most of the credit for the design phase, but also the city council and Mayor Hicks for, you know, be willing to tackle a big project. And then Senator Menar for coming in and saying, "Hey, you know, you guys have carried the water a long way on this. Let me see if I can help you." And by golly, that's exactly what has happened.
We should probably point out, too, in addition to this $1 million grant from the state, City of Gillespie also contributing $700,000 towards this as well.
Well, we're going to put in, you know, funds as are necessary in order to bring this thing about. Now, I want to try to explain a little bit how we arrive at that number of $700,000. About 2 years ago, the state of Illinois, under some pressure from Housing and Urban Development, wanted to try to make changes in the way the local revolving loan funds were operating in the state. And most of the smaller semi-inactive loan funds, like ours, and like I think Litchfield was involved, I'm pretty sure Hillsborough was, Greenville, et cetera, you know, they basically developed a program where we paid them back the balances that we had in the revolving loan funds, which had come to us via state grants several years ago. And then they gave us grants back for appropriate projects. And one of the projects that they added to the list of things that could be done that was not eligible before were streetscape projects. And the reason they added that onto there was that they had been getting requests from communities for years about, "Hey, how come we can't get a grant to help us do this, or you know, where can we find some money that would help us move this thing forward?" So they added it as long as you could show it was in an area that met other criteria, and our downtown does. And so we notified them that that would be the use of how we would use the revolving loan fund money that we had sent them back. And so approximately $320,000 to $330,000 of that $700,000 is a state grant back to us for those funds. Now, it was all grant money to begin with. It was originally a grant for the Department of Housing and Urban Development to the state that they then made us a subgrantee years ago when Durcraft Kitchens burned down. And we have used that money over the years. I think we made 20 or 25 loans out of the revolving loan fund of local businesses. Almost all of them were paid back to us. But the state program made it necessary for us to get out of the revolving loan fund business. And as a result of that, we paid them that money back out of our fund, and then they're in turn going to give us a grant back of that amount. The balance of the $700,000 comes essentially from some money from the streetscape project that we had set about, I'm sorry, from the water project that we had set about for repair of sidewalks in downtown area. Some of it comes from sewer funds for the work that we're going to do on the storm sewer and sanitary sewer lines in the downtown area. And a small amount of it would come from motor fuel tax funds that we have currently on a balance built up in that, again, for some sidewalk and other items. And so that's where our share of the money is going to come from. We're always looking to try to find more grant money, and we will apply for some more grants down the road on some things to help move this thing along. But, you know, we're trying our best to find the most cost-effective way to do this, and the money that Andy was able to help us with, it goes a long way towards moving us towards that goal. And you know, we're going to have some skin in the game too, which is appropriate. You know, it's our downtown. We should invest in it.
As far as you said, moving along, sort of what is your projected, I guess you would say, finish date for the, I guess you would say, quote, completion of at least the streetscape portion of this at this time?
We're probably, you know, somewhere from a year and a half to 3 years out before we'd be done. We're in beginning to formal design. I mean, we've got the renderings of what it will look like, but we're, you know, there's a lot of engineering goes into these things, a lot of components that you have to factor in, and our engineers are doing the basics right now on that. And as we do that, we're going to involve the public, and particularly the downtown merchants, to try to help us make some choices, because there are some choices to be made on exactly what we want to do, where we want to do it, and how we want to do it. What we have put forward now is a concept primarily, and we'll get down to the brass tacks and nuts and bolts in the weeks and months ahead for exactly what we're going to build and when we're going to build it.
As we come to the end of the show, you've already alluded to the water project for the entire city of Gillespie and sort of how it interwines with this particular project. And was just thinking, we did an interview back last year concerning the replacement of the water lines. Could you tell us how that's going? Is it just starting? Where are you at right now as far as that project?
As far as where we're at, we're heading towards the 50% completion mark right now, which is probably slightly ahead of schedule. So much of this is weather dependent. The next few weeks will determine a lot whether or not we stay a little bit ahead of schedule or not. But we're heading to the halfway point as far as mains and dollar amount. Everything, the north half of Gillespie, from Chestnut Street north, is all the mains have pretty much been replaced. We haven't switched anybody over yet, but we've put in all new water main. It's been tested and has passed, and we have a partial operating permit from the EPA, so we can switch people over whenever we want now. And so that's a major part of the job already completed, and we're hoping with a little bit of luck that they'll finish a bit ahead of schedule. But we've got about another year to go on the project, more or less. And you know, we've got other stuff going in town. I mean, like Grow Gillespie is going to have an event at the Civic Center on March 28th. We call it the Heritage Food Festival, in which we're going to have a sample, a tasting of all sorts of types of ethnic food and food that was, you know, used to be favorites from restaurants here that aren't here anymore. And people can go in and sample it and listen to music and see a bunch of historic memorabilia and, you know, just have a really good time and celebrate the cultural history of the area. And you know, similarly, the museum is undergoing a big facelift right now. It's a lot of construction work going on there. They have went out and gotten quite a bit of private donation money to upgrade that facility. And I think it's really going to be something to see. By the time we're done with the streetscape, it's going to be a real anchor to the downtown area as far as a tourist location. And, you know, the city, we're working with our engineers and with the universities and really trying to move forward on a lot of different things. We're looking at a new subdivision out by the water plant. We put in solar power there to provide power to run the water plant. And, you know, we're seeing if we can develop a subdivision just to the south of that and have extremely energy efficient homes built there where perhaps they could share in some of that benefit from the solar field we put in and have the ability to move on. Again, that's just in the very beginning planning stages, but we've met with some folks about it. We've talked to the school district about it because they own quite a bit of land in that area, and we think it would be a big plus. So there's a lot going on here.
Dan, I'd like to thank you for updating us on several of the things, as you say, that are going on in Gillespie. And again, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.